For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns. President Trump makes a visit to a border state to highlight the progress of a campaign promise. USA's Tim Bird with the details.
President Trump is happy about the ongoing construction of his massive border wall.
So we have a very heavy concrete inside the steel, and inside the concrete we have rebar. So you have everything you can have.
The president in Arizona to mark more than 200 miles of construction of the wall. During an earlier event in Yuma, the president said around 500 miles of the wall should be finished by the end of the year.
Federal officials say no crime was committed when a noose was found in the garage assigned to Bubba Wallace, NASCAR's only black full-time driver, for last weekend's race in Alabama. They say the noose had been in the garage as early as October of 2019. On Wall Street Tuesday, the Dow up 131 points, the NASDAQ up 75. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Washington Governor Jay Inslee announced Tuesday that residents will be required to wear masks starting Friday in response to a new surge in COVID-19 cases. Residents will be required to wear face coverings in any indoor public space and outdoors when social distancing can't be maintained. Washington State is among the 25 states experiencing a higher rate of cases. Big box retailer Walmart says the Mississippi state flag will not be displayed, quote, in its current form. Currently, Mississippi is the only state flag with the Confederate emblem on it. A company spokesman told The Hill while the issue of the flag's design continues to be discussed, they decided to remove the flag from their stores. Calls for changes to the flag come as protests against racial inequality continues. Major League Baseball players will comply with an outline for a 60-game season mandated by Commissioner Rob Manfred. Health and safety protocols were finalized between the two sides. Players will report for training on July 1st. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The in-person turnout may have been below expectations, but Saturday night's Trump rally drew a huge audience for one major news channel that carried it live. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Despite scenes of unoccupied blue seats at the Bank of Oklahoma Center on Saturday night, President Trump still managed to draw a massive TV audience as the Fox News channel drew a total audience of 7.66 million viewers between the hours of 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, far ahead of the non-rally coverage that was airing on CNN and MSNBC at the time. It was also the largest Saturday audience in Fox News Channel's 24-year history, and it was the network's highest-rated telecast of the year after the president's State of the Union address. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Macy's 4th of July fireworks show will move forward this year. But the catch?
It will not be like the past where there's one big giant show. We do not want a lot of people out watching. There's not going to be a single focal point. In fact, we're only going to let out information about specific points very close to the actual moment when these shows happen. It's going to be a series of shows, only 5 minutes each.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says there will be five shows, one for each New York City borough starting June 29th, culminating with a nationally televised finale on Independence Day. The short shows are being done in the interest of social distancing. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.